Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the prayer experience on this lovely Saturday afternoon here in the United Kingdom. Well, good evening or good morning, you know, if you are somewhere where it's still in the morning or if it's evening time to you. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us here on the prayer experience every day. We appreciate you and we thank you for being faithful. Please do share this video with others just to remind them it is time to pray. Also, subscribe to Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. Also, connect with us live. You can leave your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. Let us know what God is doing in your life. You know, it is so encouraging to hear those testimonies. Put it in the chat. Let people know what God has done for you this week. For we do know that our God is faithful. Or if you have a prayer request that is confidential, why not call the prayer experience hotline number, which is on the screen right now. You know, whenever you need prayer, just call that number. Someone will be available to agree in prayer with you and encourage you. We ought to pray for one another and to pray with one another. You know, sometimes things can get so much for you. You know, just letting it out and sharing it with someone and asking for someone to pray with you will really, really help. So we encourage you to use this number. It is available for you to save it in time of need. You know, you are welcome to use that number. Okay, let's get straight to Thanksgiving, for our God is good. Let's look at this scripture, one of my favorites, James chapter 1, verse 17, and it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. You know, I like it that there is a good gift that comes from God. There is also a perfect gift that comes from God. And that perfect gift is Jesus. That perfect gift is the Holy Spirit. And you are a gift to the world from the Father. So let's thank God for one another. Let's thank God for our Lord and Savior Jesus. Let's thank God for salvation. Let's thank God for those perfect gifts that come from above. Father, we just thank you for those gifts that we don't deserve, for those blessings that you've brought into our lives. Lord, we thank you for our children. Lord, we thank you for one another. You are a Father who does not change. Nothing changes how you feel towards us. You don't change towards us even when we do wrong, even when we go and take a different path. You love us and you desire that we come back to you. You know, I heard somebody say, you know, that story of the prodigal son, you know, that scripture that says there is rejoicing in heaven when a sinner turns back to God. Sorry, I heard somebody say today, you know, that rejoicing is not for the angels. It says there's rejoicing in heaven. It's the Father who rejoices, just like we see when the prodigal son leaves home and the father was longing and waiting all the time for his return. And there is rejoicing. There's a celebration when the son returns to the father. And that is our God who loves us so much. That is our God who is faithful. His love is everlasting. So, Father, we just take this moment this afternoon and say thank you for my dear sister Lale. We say thank you for one another. We say thank you for this prayer experience community. We say thank you for our children, Lord. Thank you for our work colleagues. Lord, thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. What a faithful God you are. It encourages me so much to know that God is faithful, to know that God loves us. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for gifting us with family and friends. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for all that you have given unto us, for provision, for good health, for your word. Father, we adore you. We worship you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing for us, for all that you continue to do. Before we even pray this afternoon, we want to say thank you, Lord. We want to say, Lord, we love you. We honor you this afternoon. We lift your name on high. We bless you. And we say thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord, towards us. You are a faithful God, and we adore you. We worship you. Thank you for people from all over the world, from India. Thank you, Lord, for taking time, even in different time zones. They take time to join this community. People in the USA, people in Canada, in the United Kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for this family and for bringing us together in one accord with the desire to pray. We just thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I want us to look at the inspired word. And I'm going to be talking about a gift of hospitality. Let's look at this popular story in the Bible of the Shunammite woman from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. It says, one day Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us. You know, this woman, what a woman. She sensed that this man was a man of God. And she urged him to come to their house and stay for a meal. You know, she sounds like one of those women you could not say no to when she's urging you to come to her home for a meal. But I like this gift of hospitality in this woman. And, you know, she's a typical example of hospitality in the Bible. In Hebrews 13, verse 2, it says, do not neglect hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. She insisted, like I said before, that the man of God stayed for a meal. You know, we notice that as time went on, Elisha made it a habit to stop by at this house, you know, and a relationship developed with this family. But this woman was not stopping there. She had to take this hospitality to another level. She said to her husband, let's make room for this man of God on the roof. You know, she thinks carefully of what the man of God would need. So she makes sure there is a bed to sleep and rest. There is a table, a chair for study. You know, the man of God would want to study the word. Maybe he would want to do some writing, and a lamp to see. You know, she really thinks carefully of the needs of this man, the man who was serving God. She says that he was a man of God. But what can we learn from this story? What can we take from being hospitable? We can take that there are unexpected blessings. You know, that we know from this story that the Shunammite woman gains a son as a result of her generosity, as a result of opening a home, as a result of making room for the work of God to go on. You know, this whole week, I've just been hearing God speaks to me in words, make room, make room. And I knew that this was the word for this, for the inspired word from the Holy Spirit. You know, what we see is that this woman did what she could. She used her resources, you know, to build a roof, you know, a room on top of her home. Yes, it says she was a well-to-do woman. She played her part. She did what she could do. She used her resources and she made room. I just want to remind us to be hospitable. We can entertain angels, and you know, and we don't know what blessings they come into our home. Let's be people once again who open our homes to others. Let's be people once again who are hospitable, who are kind, who are lovely, who are welcoming. But the where I'm going with this is that we need to make room for God to do a work in our lives. You know, we need to make room for Him. If we don't make room for the Lord, then He will not be able to come in and do that which He desires to do in our life. So today, beloved, in this community, and encouraging us to make room for God, to make room for growth. In order for us to grow, we have to take things out. The old has to go so that the new has to come in. They created room which wasn't there, and a blessing came into that life. You know, it came from sensing that this was a man of God. It comes from sensing that I need more of God in my life, that I need to make adjustments in my life, that I need to make room in my life for God so that He can come in and do what He wants to do in my life. So I want us right now to take a moment and reflect on this word and say, Father, help me to make room for You and to make room for others in my life. And say, Lord, help me to be entertained, to entertain strangers, to be welcoming to all people and become more generous to others. Lord, bless me so that I can be a blessing to others. As we see in this story of the Shunammite woman, Father, we just welcome You. We say, Holy Spirit, help us to make room for the important things in life. Help us to let go of those things that are stopping God, that are hindering God from moving in our lives, that are hindering God from doing great things, things that He has created us to do. Lord, today I choose to make room for You to do what You want to do in my life and through my life. Help me, God. Bless me so that I can be a blessing to others. Lord, give me a heart that is big, a big heart that wants to help others, that wants me to welcome others in. Oh, God, I'm asking You to help me to open up to You and to open up to others to do that which You want to do in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Lord, I pray that we will even continue to meditate on that word, that how can I make room for more of You in my life? You know, I want us to move on and pray for the church and pray for empowerment by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at this scripture, you know, that is so encouraging to all of us. Philippians 4:13, which says, and I'm reading from the Amplified, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. And it goes on to say, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Hallelujah. I want us to pray over the body of Christ that the Lord will empower the church to do all that he has called the church to do. I want us to pray for grace of God to run the race until the end and to persevere in all we do, that the Lord infuses us with inner strength and confident peace in him. I want us to pray for fresh grace and empowerment to walk in truth and integrity. Let's pray upon your church, upon the church in the Philippines, upon the church in the United Kingdom, upon the church in the USA, upon the church in India, upon the church in Japan, upon the church in Pakistan. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will empower us to do all that God says that we can do. Lord, we are praying for inner strength within the body of Christ. We are praying that you will infuse us with strength, with hope, with grace, with zeal, with passion, oh God. Stir up that passion in us, God. Encourage us, God. Encourage your church and your people, God, to say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purposes. Lord, we thank you that you are building us up as a church, as a body, Lord. Thank you that we will not shrink back. Thank you that we will not look back. But Lord, we know that in you we can run the race until the end, until we see you and you say, well done, good and faithful servant. But we know that without your empowerment, without your grace, without your strength, Lord, we will give up. We will give up, we will give in, we will be discouraged. So we are asking God that you strengthen our pastors, that you strengthen the entire body of Christ, Lord, by your Holy Spirit within our inner man, oh God. Give us strength, give us peace, give us the grace that we need for every day to be able, Lord, to walk in your power, to be able, Lord, to walk in all that you have for the church. Oh God, increase our faith and help us, Lord, where we have become weak, where we have become timid. We need your strength, Lord. Help us to arise. Help us to arise in strength and in power, and stir up passion within us, Lord, and stir us hope within us, Lord, that we can indeed do all things. If God has called me to do it, then he knows I can do it. Then he will empower me and enable me to do it. He will give me strength. He will give me perseverance. He will give me endurance by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Lord. Let us move on and pray for the nations. I want us to pray for righteousness. Look at this scripture in Proverbs 14, verse 34. It says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You know, we also know that Matthew 6 verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And I just want us to pray that the nations will seek after righteousness, that the nations will seek after the kingdom of God, that we will get our priorities right, that it is time for us to pray for the nations to turn to God. I want us to pray, intercessors, that the Father, that the people of all the nations will seek righteousness, that the people's hearts will move from sinfulness to righteousness, that the Lord will help people to seek after Him and His ways. I pray, let's pray that hard hearts will be softened in Jesus' name, that the nations will repent and turn to Jesus. Lord, we're asking that directions, that you will redirect men and women's hearts across the nations of the world, that there will be a redirection, for that is what it means to repent. It means to turn, to change direction, and it starts within the heart. So, Lord, we are praying that you would turn the hearts of men and women and children to you, Lord. And, Lord, there will be a sense of agency within their hearts. Lord, we pray that our nation, the nation of the United Kingdom, will seek after righteousness. Lord, we pray that the nations in Africa, that Nigeria will seek after righteousness, that Zimbabwe, that Senegal will seek after righteousness, that Malawi will seek after righteousness, that the Germany and France, Lord, many nations, we pray across the nations that people would turn to righteousness, that people would turn to the Lord, that they will seek His face day and night, night and day, that people will be moved. Lord, we're asking for a conviction by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we are praying for salvation across the nations, that time people will be aware that time is not on our hands, that time is limited, that the door will close. But God, we are asking that people will right now turn to Jesus. In your mighty name we pray, in the entire region of Asia, that the gospel will be preached and people will receive the gospel. Lord, because you've gone in and you've worked in people's hearts and minds and souls, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. For without you, we cannot do anything. You are the Savior. And it is not by might, it is not by power, but by your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Time just moves so quickly. I want us to pray lastly for healing before we go this afternoon. And Exodus 23:25 says, "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water." And I like this part. It says, "And I will take away sickness from among you." God wants to heal. God is still healing today. You know, this has been on my heart. I know the beginning of December, the 1st of December, is World AIDS Day. And it is a day where people, you know, think of AIDS and the challenges the nation face because of this disease. And I know that I've lost many family members from this disease. So the 1st of December was World AIDS Day. And I just want to thank God that due to research and new medication, that people are living longer with HIV and AIDS. And you know, the theme for this year has been equalized. You know, there's a disproportion in the numbers of people affected by AIDS and HIV in all the nations of the world. And the highlight has been that in most African countries, the statistics show that young women in Africa remain a disproportionately affected by HIV. So I just want us to pray, if you know a member of your family or anyone who's living with AIDS and HIV or even needs healing, let's bring this before our God this afternoon. Let's pray that God will heal people who are affected by AIDS and HIV. And I also want us to pray for people. We've got a few prayer requests for a woman called Bobby with COPD, and she's got an enlarged heart. I want us to pray for healing, and I also want us to remember a woman called Irene who's diagnosed with cancer and given a short time to live. So Father, we just pray that you will take away sickness among us. Lord, we just pray that by your stripes people are healed. Lord, we pray for people we know who are suffering from AIDS-related diseases, Lord, that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking for this woman, Bobby, Lord, that you will touch her and bring healing to her body right now. Lord, we are asking that you will lead and direct the doctors, Lord, through this enlarged heart, that the right form of treatment, Lord, will be given unto her. Lord, we are asking that you do what no doctors can do, what no medication can do. For you are God, and there is nothing that is impossible with you. You are a God who heals all manner of sickness and disease. And so every prayer that we brought before you this afternoon, Lord, we believe that by your stripes we were healed. And we thank you, Lord, that your promises are yes and amen. And that sickness has no room in our homes. That sickness has no authority over our bodies in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over COPD, over diabetes, over cancer, over AIDS, any manner or form of disease, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak healing right now. If you are praying with us and you've got pain in your body, I rebuke that pain right now in the name of Jesus. And I say by his stripes, you are healed. Receive your healing right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for praying along with us this afternoon. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. You are a faithful God, and your promises are yes and amen. You promised that you will heal. You promised that you will answer our prayers when we pray. And that if we seek the kingdom, Lord, and it's all other things will be added unto us. Lord, we just value your word and treasure your word and continue to meditate upon it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Just to remind you, everyone, to subscribe to our free audio podcast, which is available after the broadcast. For those who prefer to use the audio podcast, it is available. Also, we are back tomorrow. Please note that it's at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the day if it's still daytime, wherever you are. Thank you for joining us, and God bless you.